Welcome back to the Live Elevated podcast, helping you elevate your entire life, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It's time to elevate. I had a thought over the weekend, and it was powerful, at least for me. And so my hope is that it will be powerful for you and not just be a mindset shift, but be a game changer and a big role in your transformation. So it really, truly changes your life. That's my hope. Because I was thinking, at least in my own life, you know, if I struggle with anything, whether it's a bad habit or maybe it's a bad mindset, bad thought pattern or behavior that I'm trying to get away from, right? It's not that the more I know that's bad for me, the less I want to do it, you know, because at least it's been my experience that the more I think or know something is bad for me, there's that tendency in my nature, in my old nature, to want to indulge, or, you know, the reason why I want to do or think or behave a certain way is because it's bad for me. And so the increased knowledge of that is not a good tool to break that habit. It's not a powerful or even beneficial way or pleasurable way to experience the change. And so it's not the increased knowledge, but it's the increased knowledge of who I am, right? My true identity, made in God's image, and who I am in Christ ultimately, that will elicit these changes that need to happen. So as I know who I am as a child of God, and I'm made on purpose, made for a purpose, I have greatness within me, the more I understand the power of that, the less I want to do things that don't align with that identity. So the more I actually know who I am, the less I want to do things that do not align with that identity, the less I want to do things that hurt me or that hurt other people, or that take away from me, or that tear me down, or tear down other people, right? Does that make sense? And so maybe it's not the idea of like knowing it's bad that's gonna help you. Like maybe we all know what's good and bad naturally, inherently. Maybe it's this idea of growing in the nature, or the knowledge rather, of your true self and your true identity in God. And that is been the game changer for me. It was a quick thought I had over the weekend, and I feel like that's everything, because truly identity is the first domino. And so what I mean by that is when you have an identity, meaning this is how you view yourself, the identity is how you view yourself and who you believe yourself to be, right? If it's a negative or false one, an unhealthy one, a toxic one, a belittling one, that affects how you feel. And how you feel largely affects how you behave. And so I'm going to press pause here and say, just because you feel something does not mean you have to act on those feelings, because you're not just an animal, right? You don't just have to live by instincts. God's given you the power to choose, which is a very godlike thing, right? But that should just be noted. But like I was saying, the feelings do dictate to a pretty good degree your actions or your inactions, and therefore repeated actions, and again, therefore your character, your destiny, ultimately your life. And so if we are the sum total of all of our thoughts and our actions, then it really does make a lot of sense for you and I to focus on our identity, our true identity. And for me, like I said, who I should go for my true identity would ultimately be my creator. And so that's why spiritual fitness is so important to me. It's so important to connect with your creator and understand that's your truest self. Who you were made to be is your truest self. And I think the quote that I'll end with is this: the greatest human temptation is to settle for less. Ultimately, that's what bad habits are, toxic behavior, unhealthy mindsets. All those things are, is just you settling for way less than what God has for you. So remember, It's not about knowing stuff. It's about knowing who you truly are that will help you break the bad habits, that will help you step into that greatness, step into your potential. And I believe that all starts and ends and flows from God. Only by his power are you able to do that. And so hope that's helpful and encouraging. And that's the word I have for you. So enjoy that Elevate update. And until next time, guys, remember, you are made for more. And it's time that we live elevated.